And as anticipated, a key witness in the impeachment inquiry declined to appear today for a closed-door hearing requested by House investigators. Charles Kupperman, a top aide to former National Security Advisor John Bolton, filed a lawsuit on Friday asking a judge to decide what he should do since Congress ordered him to appear, but the White House ordered him not to. His lawyer said he could inflict grave constitutional injury if he picks the wrong choice. NPR's Domenico Montanaro is here, and Domenico, remind us why House lawmakers are so interested in Kupperman.
Well, as you noted, he was someone who was close to Bolton and was also close to President Trump in his capacity on the National Security Council and as the acting National Security Advisor. So, you know, Democrats have been wanting to draw a line here to see if there's more specifics on this aid for investigating conspiracy theories that would help the president in his reelection in Ukraine, and if the president was in fact directing this, as Ambassador William Taylor had laid out last week, and they're trying to build more of a case around that.
And wasn't Kupperman listening in on the call that President Trump made to the president of Ukraine?
He was, as several others were as well.
Well, House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff called Kupperman's failure to appear powerful evidence of obstruction of Congress. He said House Democrats don't intend to wait for the judge to resolve this and are prepared to move ahead with the inquiry. Here he is speaking with reporters this morning.
The lawsuit that Dr. Kupperman filed in district court has no basis in law. A private citizen cannot sue the Congress to try to avoid coming in when they're served with a lawful subpoena. We expect that the court will make short shrift of that argument, but nonetheless, we move forward.
And he also noted that other key witnesses who were also instructed by the White House not to cooperate with the inquiry did. Look, Kupperman says he could suffer constitutional injury or inflict it on either the Congress or the White House. But if the judge says you have to go, or if the judge says you don't have to go, how does that impact the whole inquiry?
Well, his attorney has said that if he is instructed to testify, he will. And this is really about this tension between the White House's exertion of executive privilege or constitutional immunity versus a congressional subpoena. And I think a greater plot line here below all of this is Ambassador John Bolton. The fact that Bolton himself was the National Security Advisor to the president, that Ambassador Taylor says that Bolton and Fiona Hill, who was working with Bolton, said that Bolton was very much against what he called a drug deal, saying that Rudy Giuliani was a hand grenade who was going to blow everyone up. That's the president's personal attorney who is engaged in leading this irregular channel pressure campaign. So Democrats and the Republicans on these committees are trying to fill in the gaps and figure out what really went on here. And I think Bolton, given the fact that he's not one of these anonymous career folks, he is he's a Republican. He's a conservative hawk who's somebody that a lot of Republicans will know and recognize from his days on Fox News and in the Bush administration. He carries a degree of credibility with Republicans that Democrats can use as pressure against them.
Look, this is a pretty brittle time. We saw Republicans kind of storm a closed-door hearing last week, continuing to say the whole impeachment inquiry is flawed. And then I just want to move over to today's news. President Trump said today that he did not inform the House Intelligence Committee about that raid that led to the death of ISIS leader al-Baghdadi because he doesn't trust Committee Chair Adam Schiff. Nancy Pelosi was also not informed. What kind of a government do we have, when the president doesn't trust a lawmaker to tell him about an event like, a raid?
Well, certainly the protocols in the past have been that maybe they're not members of the leaders of Congress or on either party are not necessarily told of specifics about a raid before they happen. They're certainly informed shortly thereafter when there's something of significance. In fact, Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker now, when she was a ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, was involved in understanding what was happening, for example, with Abu Ghraib, the prison in Iraq. A lot of Republicans or a lot of Democrats were critical of her because she knew information and didn't speak out about it because she had to keep quiet about it. So it's actually interesting that the president mentions her in particular, that he didn't think that she could keep this secret when she actually has in the past, because that's what was required.
And basically, we were not in pleasant times. Look, just very briefly, reports that freshman Democratic Congresswoman Katie Hill has resigned amid allegations she had an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. It is not allowed in Congress, but also these were pictures that were leaked by her estranged husband. She had been described as a rising Democratic star. This will hurt the party.
Yeah, and this is a competitive district, one that Democrats took over in 2018. That's certainly going to move a little bit more toward a more competitive race. But it's interesting here because this is something that's based on rules that were rewritten in 2016 or 2018.
Yeah. It is not allowed. Domenico Montanaro, thank you so much.
You're welcome.